Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As energy consumers, reducing our carbon footprint should be a priority. Andrew Friedland, professor of environmental studies at Dartmouth College, reveals why going green can involve complicated calculations.
For those of us living in the United States, energy use is one of the most impactful activities we engage in. The U.S. uses one-fifth of all energy consumed in the world, but we are only one-twentieth of world population. To put it nicely, we are energy gluttons. One way to reduce the environmental impact of our energy consumption is to switch fuels. For example, switching from coal to natural gas is generally good for the environment because natural gas releases less carbon dioxide for each unit of energy it produces. Switching from a fossil fuel, such as coal or oil, to wood has also historically been considered good for the environment. Because wood can grow back in the form of a tree that absorbs carbon dioxide, burning wood should not, in theory, increase carbon dioxide concentrations. However, this theory fails to take into account the carbon that comes not from burning the wood, but from logging it. In forests, carbon can occur deep in the mineral soil as much as 20 inches below ground. This carbon is not typically included in carbon accounting analyses because it is difficult and costly to quantify and because it has been assumed to be stable over time. Recent fieldwork by my colleagues and me suggests that this assumption is false. Decreases in mineral soil carbon pools do occur as a result of forest logging, leading us to believe that carbon gets released into the atmosphere when surface soil is disturbed. The mechanisms responsible for carbon release are not known, but it is possible that microbial activity is stimulated by the fresh organic matter that enters the deep mineral soil from above. Regardless, it is likely that the use of wood as fuel has more of an impact on atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations than we previously thought.
That was Andrew Friedland of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
The availability of the remaining energy decreases in all energy exchanges.